WGLT is reporting on a big data dump of about 300 complaints filed against businesses and other organizations with the health department. Since the pandemic began 5 months ago, it's been an open question how safety protocols are being enforced, or even if they are. There were even questions early on about what the rules were and which businesses could be open. Reporter Eric Stock looked into how compliant people are in general and businesses as well. Eric, what does the data show?
I think the biggest trend involved complaints regarding social distancing and wearing masks. The governor put the mask mandate in effect on May 1st, but at that time, most businesses were still closed, except for essential ones, grocery stores, hardware stores, and the like. So the number of complaints didn't really noticeably rise until the summer as businesses started to reopen and more people felt reasonably safe in venturing out. In June, we saw an average of about 1 to 2 complaints per day countywide. In July, that more than doubled to about 3 to 4 per day, and they were all across the board, all types of businesses.
What do businesses say when the health department says, hey, what were you doing here?
So first, when the health department gets a complaint, they do follow up with a phone call if it's a first complaint. If there have been multiple complaints, the department will follow up with a visit and an inspection on site. In a lot of cases, business managers said they were doing what they can. Now, sometimes they would say they weren't aware of maybe specific guidelines, but they often say they're doing what they can with the staff they have. They can't monitor customer behavior 24/7. They can't always make sure people are 6 feet apart at all times. Restaurants seem to have the toughest time in managing this because of the close quarters many of them work in. You know, restaurant kitchens are tight spaces. They can also get very hot, especially in the summertime. And often managers would say they can't keep their mask on all the time because breathing becomes extremely difficult, especially if they already have breathing problems. And many store managers, especially the corporate-owned stores, had indicated problems with unruly customers. Walmart and Dollar General in particular said to the health department they backed off the requirement and instead encouraged people to wear masks. Employees don't want a confrontation. Managers said as much. They don't want customers to come in and cause a scene or threaten employees, so they took a more hands-off approach, and so that leads to fewer people wearing masks, and then that leads to more calls to the health department complaining that, you know, store customers and sometimes employees aren't taking the protocols as seriously as they feel they should.
We've heard a lot about how tough businesses have it. Does that come through in the tenor of the responses to these complaints?
Yeah, a number of business owners and managers had said that there were economic pressures, perhaps less so with the masks, but I think more so with the reopenings. A skate shop in Bloomington told the health department they were prepared to fight their temporary shutdown in court. They did not believe the state could or would shut down their business. And of course, a skating rink is not the type of business that can go virtual as others could. The owner said after being shut down for 2 months at the start of the pandemic, they couldn't afford to stay closed any longer. They were simply going to have to go out of business if they didn't open their doors. They were allowed to open a short time later as the state moved on to phase 4. And that business is now up for sale.
As with the 1918 flu, enforcement varies across the nation. In some cities and municipalities, it's really draconian with heavy fines and strict enforcement. In others, like McLean County, there's less of that, just a repeated requests and efforts at education, but not treating it too much as a finable or criminal offense. Why is that approach taken here?
We started with the health department. We talked to Tom Anderson, who heads up the health department's environmental division, and they are the ones that investigate these complaints. And he said it's not up to the health department, that it's left up to the state's attorney. And state's attorney Don Knapp has said repeatedly that none of these cases that he has seen rise to the level of a criminal violation. Even after the governor called for local governments to consider fines against businesses that violate these guidelines, there just doesn't seem to be an appetite to take that on, especially when many businesses are already struggling because of this pandemic, and there perhaps haven't been specific expectations set for fines or other punitive measures. for specific violations. It has been largely left to local governments to figure it out, and most of them simply don't have the appetite to do that.
Final observations about this deep dive into complaints about COVID compliance.
Well, the health department, as you said, they see their role as one of public educators and one of advocacy. They weren't quick to, you know, publicly shame violators. And the county has generally said from the beginning that businesses are compliant, especially when they get a complaint against them. That does generally seem to be the case. You know, Tom Anderson with the health department had said, if you're a business that doesn't seem to be taking the health precautions seriously, you should feel empowered to tell the manager, tell the owner, and let them know that you may stop shopping there if you don't feel safe. You know, at a time when a lot of businesses are struggling, they're trying to tell business owners that there was a financial incentive to following the guidelines, that people should feel safe when they walk into your store or restaurant, and I think that's what they're trying to convey.
Eric Stock, thank you very much.
Thing.
This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker.